regularly scheduled City of Mountain Park City Council meeting for March 22nd, 2021. Before we do the pledge of allegiance, I'd like to remind everybody that the city does have a mask. You have to wear a mask in any of the city properties, so if you don't have a mask, we have extra ones back there on the table, and we have some hand sanitizers for all of those of you that would like to make sure you're not carrying around the hand, so. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everyone to join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, folks. Ask the city administrator to please call the roll.
Mayor Jim Still.
Present.
Council members Don Carlson.
Present.
Linda Dixon.
Present.
Lloyd Hendricks.
Present.
Mark Murphy.
Present.
Carol Silver.
Present.
City Attorney Brandon Bowen.
Here.
And I'm here as well.
All right, thank you. No disposition of absences to deal with, so we'll go straight to the financial report. City administrator, please.
Ending bank balances for February 28th. General fund are $1,079,095.72. Enterprise, $500,438.23. Court, $28,509.83. Lake Restoration Fund, $267,796.15. SPLOST, $37,101.28. T-SPLOST, $369,691.09, for a total of $2,282,632.30. Performance for the month of February, revenues in the enterprise fund are $18,082.49. Expenses, $21,321.13, for a net deficit income of $3,238.64. Revenues in general fund, $48,737.29. Expenses, $27,950.14, for net income of $20,787.15.
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is the approval of meeting minutes. Chair will entertain a motion to waive the reading and approve minutes for the February 22nd, 2021 meeting.
Make a motion to waive the reading of the minutes and approve them for February 22nd, 2021.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Hendricks. All those in favor? And it's unanimous. Thank you. Motion to waive the reading and approve the minutes of February 26th, 2021. Special call meeting. Do I have a motion? Councilperson Silver, will you make a motion when I say
that? I just had one point to make about the special call meeting minutes.
Okay.
I don't recall saying any number. It says here that I felt 100,000 was a more accurate amount to pay Roswell. I am not a numbers person. I don't know that I said that. Everything else looks great, but I don't remember saying a specific figure like that.
All right.
So you want me to strike it?
Strike it, and
It was probably said, but I don't think I said it.
All right. Motion to waive the reading and approve the amended agenda. I mean, amended minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the amended minutes.
All right. Is that a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Dixon. Any discussion?
Yes, sir.
No.
Oh, okay. All those in favor? And it's unanimous. Thank you. All right, motion to approve the agenda as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
All right. Second. Second by Councilman Carlson. All those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you. All right. Got all the house cleaning out of the way. Mayor's report. First of all, I'd like to say that we had a real in-depth discussion on Wednesday night, so most of you know where we stand with the Roswell 911 agreement. City Attorney and I are anticipating a meeting this week with David Davidson, who is the city attorney for Roswell. And we've been in communication with the Fulton County Sheriff's Department. They have been providing us patrols where you see belts, don't run the stop signs, and don't stop in the middle of the street. We had 5 sightings since last Friday of sheriffs rolling through here, so.
Were you stopping in the middle of the street?
Well, no, stopping. So, you know, they are in here, they are patrolling our city, and we are.
Grateful.
Yes, very grateful. Thank you. I want to clarify one item. I took a little question or umbrage with this, and some other folks brought it up. In the meeting on Monday night with the Roswell City Council, the mayor mentioned Mountain Park debt. I wanted to clarify that the debt that she was referring to was an invoice that was sent to the city for $41,000 for what was considered CPI adjustments and arrears since 2009. We acknowledged that it was what it was. We paid the invoices that we received, we paid them in full, and so she said, if it was too small amount to even matter. So we do not have any debt for the record. Fulton County Sheriff's patrols are hopefully going to continue to be coming through Mountain Park, hopefully not quite as many. I mean, that 5 in one day is wonderful, but I'm sure that things will settle down a little bit once they work out a routine. And in the meantime, we'll continue to work with Roswell trying to resolve the issue of 911 and public safety. So, do any of the council members have any reports? All right, City Hall.
Just a couple of things. I participated in yet another Zoom election webinar on February 23rd and had a Zoom call March the 16th with Novatech to set up in anticipation for the new copier scanner. And then Chad was able to fix the leaking roof as it pertains to, yes.
The stucco behind the,
yes.
Around the fireplace here.
Right. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. We have no presentations or appearances, so we will move to new business. No unfinished business, so we'll move to new business. Item number one is consideration of a variance request of 109 Westlake.
Make a motion for the consideration of the variance request of 109 Westlake.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Hold on. I'm not sure what that motion was. Motion for a consideration.
Motion to approve the...
yeah, I'm sorry.
The changes. It was a motion to effect.
Yeah, I was just reading.
All right, restate.
I make a motion to approve the variance request for 109 Westlake Drive.
All right, and then do I have a second? Second by Councilman Hendricks. Questions, comments? All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, next item is the contract with Dynamo in the amount of $21,600 for 2021. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion for consideration for pool management contract with Dynamo for $21,600.
Same issue. Is that a motion for consideration?
Okay, yeah, we need to take strike considerations.
No to sellers.
Well, but it's kind of hard for me to know ahead of time how y'all are going to vote.
Come on. Where's your teller?
I left my crystal ball at home.
just put pool management contract down.
Okay. Okay. Don't want to confuse.
All right.
Do you have a motion to approve?
For approval.
Motion to approve. Okay. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Silver. And discussion. I think we stated this was $1,000 more than it was last year. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm not going to vote on this if we have to pay the extra $1,000. They were on probation last year, and I don't think it's right for them to ask for $1,000 extra this year.
All right.
Because the probationary period wasn't that great.
All right. Duly noted. Councilperson Dixon, you do not have to vote in favor of this. You can vote
against.
Right.
Okay. That's right.
Anyone else? Anybody in the back row? Okay. All those in favor, please designate by show of hands. Any opposed? 4-4, 1 against. Councilperson Dixon has opposed.
All
Okay. Lake Garrett Weed Management Contract with Aquascapes in the amount of $9,250 for two treatments with additional testing at $450 each for more treatments. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion we approve the contract with Aquascape for treatment of Lake Garrett.
All right, I have a motion, do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Dixon. All right, any comments, questions? Fairly effective last year, so we're hoping we'll have the same results this year. All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands. And it is unanimous, thank you. The work sessions on Wednesday night certainly make things go a little quicker on Monday night. Point that out. We're not rushing through this, but everybody's beat it all up, rounded up all last year.
After a 3-hour work session, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Item number 4, resident request to park camper phone house not in roadway until storm damage repairs completed April 12th. Chair will entertain a motion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I ask for the 19th? Just for that extra week.
All right, so we will change this to the 19th.
That would be great.
Okay.
But I just wouldn't worry about it.
Let's get the motion, but I'm going to change it on here to the 19th just for what we. Chair will entertain a motion.
Can I ask the motion identify the property or the applicant or something so that we can be sure of what we're talking about?
131 Cypress Street.
All right, somebody make a motion and conclude that. 131
Make a motion to approve the resident request to park a camper in front of his house at 131 Cypress Street, not on the right of way, until storm damage is repaired, completed April 19th of 2021.
Thank you. Second by Councilperson Silver. All right, discussion. Do you have anything you want to need? Okay. All right, all those in favor, designate by a show of hands. And it is unanimous. Get your house fixed.
Thank you.
All right, and item number 5, RDO invoice in the amount of $1,421.74 for a water meter replacement at 141 Cedar Street, curb stop replacement at 149 Hickory, and black backflow meter installation at 11920 Old Mountain Park Road.
Make a motion to that. Pay the invoice, RDO, $1,421.74 for the water meter replacement at 141 Cedar, curb stop replacement at 149 Hickory, and backflow installation at 11920 Old Mountain Park Road.
Motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Dixon. Questions or comments? All right. Yes.
I have a comment just after we're done with this. Just, I have a general question.
Okay, well, let's finish this motion that's on the floor first, okay? All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, since we got a few minutes, yes, ma'am.
All of us here are property owners.
Stop.
Correct?
Wait, hang on.
Because of these masks, it's hard to understand you. All right.
My question was, and this, I don't mean this to sound mean. We're all property owners here. Can you raise your hand if you're
Who are you?
Can you?
Okay. My question is, as this body makes some really big decisions on our property tax, what it will be, whether it will be or not, either in Elm Point or Roswell, would it be out of line if perhaps there was anyone on council who was not a property tax owner that they would recuse themselves from a decision that may or may not have any effect on them? So that was just a question. I don't know if that's a set in stone rule. Is that not fair to ask we all cross that bridge?
Let me just give you a little bit. You've been around here a long time, so you know how this, there have been in the past questions about whether renters that live in the city of Mountain Park should be qualified to run for city council and elected office because they're not taxpayers. And so that has come up in the past. I think we had that maybe 10 or 12 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. You know, we debated it, but at this point, there's not anything that I'm aware of. I'm going to defer to him in just a second. It says that they can't. Now, if they conscientiously choose to recuse themselves, that's a different matter. But there is currently not anything that says that a person, not a property owner.
If they volunteer to recuse, that right. would be okay. Okay.
All right. You want to add anything to that?
No, there's no requirement of ownership of property. But residents, anyone who resides, is otherwise qualified to hold office, can run for and hold office and vote on matters.
All right, pass that down to Linda. We're using the microphones because the folks that are listening in on the Zooming meeting may not be able to hear otherwise.
Except in our Mountain Park Charter, it does state that those who do not own homes should not be running for office. But we seem to have always overlooked it. We overlook our charter all the time. But the charter says that very clearly.
You might need to look into that. I'll look into that. All right. We'll certainly do it. I will certainly look into that. Yes, sir.
I don't have clarification that on the.
Dang it.
I want to get up and talk that bad.
I just want a clarification that for the various requests 109, that 1 through 3 were withdrawn and 4 was approved.
What?
The various requests.
So the various requests was 1 through 3 we withdrawn a week ago or a month ago and added the 4th as an amendment. So that's one for the record that 1 through 3 had been withdrawn and 4 was approved.
On the various requests. So.
Okay.
You made the most clear on that. Okay.
We're gonna vote on it next month.
So December next year we'll be back here.
I'll make sure the minutes accurately reflect it.
Thank you.
Hey Jim.
Yes.
They've asked that you all use the microphone when you're talking, if possible.
We'll do.
Does anybody else have any questions?
Motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? All those in favor? I need a vote. All those in favor? Okay, thank you. Get out of here.